July, what's 4th of July all about? You ever studied the history of America? You know, they'll tell you it's all about God and good. But America was founded on war and killing, wasn't it?
Audio.
We always have.
Not video. Oh, I have
them. Schools have them. You go into Walmart, you're being recorded. So we just shared people. Did you know that Jesus called, he shed his blood to make a way for us? To forgive our sins, to defeat death for us. He calls us to repent, change our mind. We used to be worldly drunks. We weren't born this way. We used to be worldly people. We had to come out of the world. We had to leave man-made religion behind that approves of this. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he's love, and he's truth. And yet America's built on war and killing. Do you know why America went to war? 3% tax. 3% tax, they decided to go to war, kill people, and overthrow the king. Now, I have a question for you. If I took a bunch of my brothers and headed to Washington with guns and went and fought over a 3% tax, would you call me a hero or would you call me a terrorist today? They'd call me a terrorist. And that was how America was founded. George Washington was a deist. He was not a biblical Christian. A deist is somebody that believes there's a God, but he don't care about you. He doesn't care about what happens, and he's just kind of this supreme power that lets everybody do their own thing. He was a heretic, a false teacher. Thomas Jefferson, I always like to tell people this, and they tell me, you're crazy. And I said, look it up. Thomas Jefferson was Antichrist. A Antichrist, not the Antichrist. He cut Jesus' words out of the Bible with his penknife. He didn't believe Jesus was God. And yet people lift him up. I preached at Mount Rushmore. People lift him. He's chiseled in rock. They lift him up like he's some great man of God. He was an antichrist. So the gospel is Jesus shed blood and resurrection. Repent. Come out of the world. Come out of all your ways. Come out of my ways. Come out of the Sunday church systems. Be born again by the Spirit of God. You can get a new heart. You can get a new mind. It's a glorious thing. This glorious Savior. He's so willing to forgive and show love and mercy and grace. But the problem is you have to be willing to surrender your life. Have you ever been married or are you married?
Good question.
You don't have to answer.
Why do you ask that one?
Well, if you know anything about marriage, when you get married, you trade your old life. No marriage is good if you keep your old women or a woman keeps her old men. You trade your old life. So American Christianity tells you, you can have Jesus and the world too. And you can listen to worldly ungodly music. And you could glorify war as a holiday. And you can call men that were deists and antichrists godly men. Yet Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, his voice. They follow me. America is not a Christian nation. It's very much a corrupt, paganized nation. America leads the world in pornography, abortion, sodomy, and sexual perversion. And when people tell me, well, you got to be part of a church system. What is it? 243 years now America's been a nation. I'm 250 years. For 250 years, man-made religion has been in charge of America. Look at the fruit of it. I go out in the streets. I preach all over America. Do you ever deal with the youth? I'm talking about like 18 and under. Do you ever deal with them? It's dreadful. They're wicked, many of them. Not all. They're wicked. They're paganized. Many of them are in new ageism, witchcraft, sex, drugs. And Satan is having his way with this country, with the world. And the hope is the gospel that I preach to you. Do you have a Bible at home?
I do. I just
start in your Bible. Don't read the Old Testament yet. Read in the New Testament. Read the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then read the epistles. See who Jesus is. See what he came to do. He came to die and shed his blood for you and rise again. And he came to show you who God is. And then he says, now, if you want that eternal life that I offer for you, you don't get it by being part of this culture. Jesus said in Matthew 10, you're going to lose most of your friends, your family. We know we have. Jesus said, yeah, this is the other thing the culture tells you. Jesus is all about just coming and bringing everybody unity together. Go read Matthew 10. Jesus said, I come to bring a sword. You probably heard that.
Yeah.
And he says, I come to separate mother from daughter, father from son, to separate out a people to himself. And America's being washed away in this paganism, American churchianity, which is false from Roman Catholic. We don't belong to any group. We're Bible believing Christians. We reject all the organizations of man. Who created them all? Man, look at them. We just witnessed to a bunch of people that are out of this Lutheran church. And Martin Luther was a murderous man who believed in killing Jews. Did you know that?
something.
Yeah, and people name their buildings after them, and they say they're Christians, and it's just, it confounds me. 2 Thess 2, the Apostle Paul says, the time will come in the last days when strong delusion will overtake the world. I believe, as I travel America, I haven't traveled the world. I've been on different parts of the world, but I don't travel to preach. America's where I'm called to go. The strong delusions here.
Yeah.
People are believing the lies. People are buying. Look at this transgenderism. This is insanity. This is absolute insanity that no person that understands what God created, how he created, could ever go for. And every great civilization that ever lived went through a period of things before they were destroyed. Every single one. And you know what the last one, the last linchpin is before they're totally destroyed? Sexual perversion. Look at Egypt, look at Rome, look at Greece, look at Babylonia, all the Babylonian cultures. America's on that path. The world is on that path. So that's why we travel. We preach. We don't take anybody's money. We don't tell people, come follow us. We got a cult building somewhere. I'm a traveling preacher. I just want to wake people up that are dead to realize that this life is fading. You're going to be just a vapor, as am I. And the only thing that's going to last in your life is the word of God that you've placed in your heart. And then you live out by the Spirit of God because you've been made new. Not what I say, not what a pastor says. And then following Christ in all of your ways. The Bible teaches you how to live, how to spend your money, how to preach the gospel, how to talk, who to associate with, how to dress. Did you know God gave us a robe, a tunic? And when we get to heaven, if we're faithful, you know what the Bible promises is going to give us? White robes. And God tells us all these things to set us apart, to make us holy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He told me to come up and ask you guys.
What's that?
I saw you when the church was setting out. And I realized it was God, and then God sent someone to tell something, and I saw you walking back.
So we just walked through the crowds and preaching, and we come to talk to people. So
yeah. And
thank you for being gracious. If you ever have any questions, there's my phone number. You can text me. You can go to our website. You can look up my email. Thousands of articles, audios, videos for free. We don't want your money. We want you to open the scriptures, test everything you've been taught in your life. You know, what faith system you're from, you don't have to tell me. Test it all. Christmas, Easter, these are pagan holidays. Okay, what everybody spends their time on, right, is not glorifying and honoring to God for the most part in this culture. I always preach that, you know who the God of this culture is. Satan's the God of this world, this current world. But you know who the God of America is? Entertainment. This is an entertainment-crazed culture. And we see people that are religious. We see Anabaptists like Mennonites. And do you know what a Mennonite and an Amish is?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. We're not that, even though my wife had covers, and, you know, there's some things we have in common, which is biblical. But we see those people out in the world doing worldly things. And again, the strong delusion is here. People have been convinced that Jesus allows you to be of the world, live your own life, live in your flesh. In Romans 8, it says the only way you can please God is to walk in the Spirit of God, which means you have to repent and come out of all your sin. You ever need you ever need any encouragement? You ever need any help? You got all my info. You got my website. I post every day. If you ever know any women, my wife has a sister's blog where she encourages the ladies and all the ladies' issues. And so we're just calling people to repentance in America. It's getting dark. Getting dark. I believe the last days, well, every day, getting closer. We're on their way. You live here? Huh? God be praised. Hope to hear from you sometime.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Jim. This is my wife, Debbie. What's your name?
Charles.
Charles.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. You've been gracious.
Thanks. And
hope to hear from you sometime.
Yeah.
This is God appointed. Whatever you do with it, on Judgment Day, I always tell people this. Last thing I'm going to tell you. I always tell people this. When I preach to them, I got nothing. All I got is God's word. One of two things is going to happen in your life because of what I've just preached to you. And it's not because of what I said. It's the word of God. One of two things. Ready? You're going to be glorified with the Father in heaven one day because you're going to repent. You're going to be born again. You're going to go be with him.
Yeah.
Guess what the other one is? Your condemnation. God's going to say, my worker stood before you, gave you my gospel, gave you my truth. You turned away. I'm not saying you will. You turned away and didn't live it. Away from me, I never knew you. One of two things. I'm going to be praying for that glorification.
Please.
God be praised. I hope to hear from you sometime.
Thanks.
We love you.
Thank you.
God be praised. Bye-bye.
Thank you.